This episode of Road Dirt, the podcast, is brought to you by Cycle World of Athens. Family-owned and operated since 1975, Cycle World of Athens is the Southeast United States' premier go-to dealership for all things Honda, Suzuki, Yamaha, and Polaris. Find them at cycleworldathens.com. Well, welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand covering what we like to call ride life, or in this modern age, hashtag ride life, if you will. I'm Rob Brooks, your host. Thanks for tuning in. And we're starting a new series here. We've got some new contributors, some monthly columnists at RoadDirt.tv, and I'd like to introduce one of them to the podcast, because we're going to start featuring his stories on here at least once a month. Neil Bailey really needs no introduction in the motorcycling world. He's a world-renowned motorcycle rider, a photographer, adventurer, and has been read and viewed in over 100 publications worldwide, motorcycling, traveling, things like that. I personally read about his travels and escapades since, I want to say, the 1990s, so it's quite a thrill for me to not only meet Neil, but strike up a friendship with him, I guess probably about a year and a half or so ago. His three-part chronicle, An Englishman in Ukraine, that we published on RoadDirt.tv late summer, early fall, it set in motion a series of conversations that Neil and I had. He even came and spent the weekend with us in our home down here in North Georgia for several days. To start a new monthly feature that Neil has been penning for Road Dirt entitled Neil Bailey Rides. Neil is one of those true, as we call, hashtag ride life stories, that's for sure. So I want to share his first story with you in his Neil Bailey Rides series, a story he penned for us simply called Addiction. My name is Neil Bailey. I've been an addict for over 40 years now, and I don't see any signs that I'll ever recover. My addiction has driven me to the depths of despair and to the levels of euphoria that only other addicts will understand. I've missed out on steady employment, making large interest payments, storage sheds full of shit, and closets full of expensive clothes. When I go to sleep at night, I'm haunted by the memories that drive me further into my addiction. There have been so many bad influences along the way. Ted Simon was the first when I purchased a copy of Jupiter's Travels. In my hometown of Torquay, England, I would lie in bed at night reading, only to jump up, dress, and blast out into the night on my Laverta 1200. I was so poor at the time that I didn't have the money to fix a broken light switch, so I would ride with my left foot hovering over the left brake, those early Lavertas shifted on the right, just in case I spotted Old Bill, which is British for police, slang for police. They would have nicked me in a heartbeat for riding without a taillight, but I thought dragging the rear brake to show a light would be okay if I was spotted, because I simply had to ride. That's what Ted Simon's book did to me. That heinous fella named Helge Pettersson was another terrible influence, with his wonderful book, 10 Years on Two Wheels. How many moto addicts are in some far corner of the world having the time of their lives on two wheels, moaning and complaining about that book? I came to America soon after that, riding from Florida to Alaska on a worn-out Honda CB550, more on that one later, then around Australia on an old Yamaha XV100, which blew up outside Alice Springs. I got back into America eventually and rode a Kawasaki GPZ550 that I purchased for $300. Rode that from Guatemala to Peru. 6 weeks, 6,000 miles, 9 more countries further fueled my addiction. On that trip, I crashed, I got drunk, I fell down, I got up, I fell in love with a raven-haired beauty and ran from various police and military checkpoints. They used to pop up randomly in those countries at that time. On my return to the States, I went back to work, but the itch of withdrawal was even worse, and inside the junkie was roaring. Then a guy walked into the motorcycle shop where I was working and declared, "I just spent $5,000 on chrome for my Harley." "You're a frickin' idiot." Of course, he used the other word. Was out of my mouth before I could stop it, so I quit my job, put up my few possessions in storage, took $5,000 cash, and I headed to Europe. Some deft negotiation with my mother liberated some more cash that had been stashed for my grandmother's funeral to purchase an 8-year-old Kawasaki KLR 650, and with a promise to return before Granny popped her clogs, which is English for passed away, I rode off. 5 months, 17,500 miles, 23 countries, and 4 corners of Europe later, I turned around and returned. Over the following decades, the addiction has only grown worse as I pursued a career in motorcycle journalism, which has taken me all over the world, riding nearly every type of modern motorcycle imaginable. I've ridden Valentino Rossi's MotoGP motorcycles twice, joined the 200 miles an hour club in the seat of a nitrous oxide devouring Suzuki Hayabusa, and I've ridden the Blue Ridge Parkway on a 1936 Harley Davidson. I even dragged BMW Motorrad CEO Hendrik von Kuhnheim out of a river during a flash flood in Namibia, Africa once when he got pinned under a BMW F800 GS, but that's another story for another day, which by the way is coming, he'll write that one. As is the time I taught some Playboy bunnies how to ride. That is on an upcoming one that we are gonna feature here soon. So when I was recently invited to join another group of addicts and share my habit on the cyber pages of Road Dirt on a regular basis, well, I jumped at the chance. Regular readers may have seen my scribblings on the pages of this publication recently with that ride through Ukraine last summer, and I hope to be contributing many more of my motorcycle stories and musings as we go forward. Neil Bailey. We've since published several of his now. His columns on the roaddirt.tv page are called Neil Bailey Rides. And along with a new contributor named Mark Zweig, we're going to be featuring a lot of kind of motorcycle personal history from guys that have ridden for decades and ridden every kind of motorcycle imaginable. So it's going to be a lot of fun sharing stories from Neil, Mark, and others that have joined the Road Dirt crew. So hope you enjoyed this one. Many more to come, believe me. You can always check out Neil's foundation as well, his other great passion. He supports a children's hospital in Lviv, Ukraine, down in, I think, in Peru and Ecuador, countries in Central and South America, and I think over in Namibia, some children's orphanages as well. And you can find his foundation at Wellspring International Outreach. And you can see all he's doing. He's actually right now, as of this recording, he's back in Ukraine and for about a month or so, and he'll be featuring some more upcoming stories and photos and footage from his time over there again, working with the hospital, and he's also found some new opportunities to support the people of Ukraine during this difficult time they're in the midst of. So, but sure, keep up with us at roaddirt.tv. You can keep up with Neil and so many others that we've got covering their stories there. Check us out on social media as well. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All of those are Road Dirt TV and our YouTube channel, Road Dirt TV, out on YouTube with the latest and greatest in motorcycle reviews, stories on new motorcycles in the space, rides, rallies, roads, all the above. You can check us out there. So like, subscribe if you enjoyed this podcast, share it around a little bit, and comment. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you think, what you think about our stories and our different media outlets, and participate in the Road Dirt community. Well, until next time, this is Rob with Road Dirt, wishing you and yours a ride life.